Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to begin hour two with Susan McGillicuddy, Meridian Township Supervisor and Republican candidate for 69th District State Representative. Hello, Susan. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm fine. How are you?
Well, just fine. Before we get into your candidacy and the reasons for that, let's talk a little bit about the other night. And as a township supervisor, was that a pretty scary time with a gunman on the loose?
Oh, well, it was a little bit. You know, I have full faith in our police department, though, so...
You weren't out there commanding the SWAT team, right?
Oh, heavens, no. No, I let them take care of that kind of business.
All right. Let's talk about some of the responsibilities and qualifications that a township supervisor has running for the state legislature. What kind of carryover is there?
Well, I think there's quite a bit, actually. I've balanced the budget for 10 years, mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something that I really wish our legislature would do. I've worked bipartisanly. I've actually run two different boards, two different bipartisan boards. I've worked well with Democrats and Republicans and have done a lot of successful things for the township.
Why is it important for you to change positions and represent the district?
Well, I see what's happening to our business area, and we have a lot of commercial space that is unoccupied currently, and a lot of it's because we tax our businesses so high that the businesses can't afford it anymore. And I decided to stick my neck out and try to help the situation because we just can't afford to keep losing businesses either in Meridian or across the state.
If there were one thing you could change about the incumbent, Mark Meadows, what would it be?
I want to say that he's extremely partisan, mm-hmm. and that he has voted for every tax increase imaginable, plus he's introduced a lot. And I don't think he represents business at all.
We just had Kyle Malin from the MERS newsletter and City Pulse mm-hmm. as a guest on the show, and he described you as maybe the most liberal Republican that he could imagine. Is that a fair assessment? Would you embrace that or run from it?
Well, I don't know about the most liberal. I'm environmental, but I am a fiscal conservative. So if they consider, because I believe in protecting the natural resources that everyone enjoys and you know, clean water and clean air and the wetlands and so forth, then I guess put me there. But I don't consider myself extreme liberal by any means.
Okay. In terms of what you would be doing in Lansing and some of the issues that would be front burner for you, what would you most want to have associated with your name in representing the 69th District?
I think that that I was out there championing to bring jobs back to Michigan.
Don't you think everybody is trying to do that? Maybe it's just a matter of how they choose to do it?
That could be, I think, because it's so severe that we're feeling it so much. Every time I walk to a door, somebody knows somebody who's unemployed. And, you know, the numbers are high, and it's having a dramatic effect on people around our area.
When you say you would work to bring jobs back to Michigan, what would you do to bring jobs back to Michigan? What specific initiatives would you want to sponsor or would you hope to see put through that would reduce the unemployment number?
Well, I think just getting rid of some of these business taxes and would help this situation here. Michigan's rated in as number 49th worst state to do business in. mm-hmm. And a lot of that's because we tax our business community so high.
We have some statistics now which show that a lot of businesses have started to turn around and they've gotten things going back in the right direction, but they have not been hiring people. How do we get them to take the next step and add people to the job roles?
Well, I think when they have the money that they can reinvest back into their business and not have to meet such high tax requirements of our state, then they'll do so. You know, usually business does want to expand and they want to do better and improve their product. And most businesses, you know, that's the name of the game. They do want to bigger and do things better. So I think if we just do the one, remove the tax burden, that you'll see them being able to reinvest in their business again.
You have balanced budgets, as you said. If you are going to cut business taxes, if you are going to reduce the amount of money that comes into government, what would you cut in terms of services? There must be some specific thing that would go by the wayside for you to be able to propose a balanced budget in Lansing.
Yeah, well, you'd have to cut spending. I think government does spend a lot more than they need to. I think we can consolidate some things and do things a little more efficiently. When I took over here in the township, we reorganized a lot of the departments, and I do things differently. And I was able to invest money into pensions and money into surfacing roads, even though that's not a township responsibility. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we were able to save the funds and use them wisely without raising taxes on our taxpayer. And I think the state can do the same if we have a lot of respect for the taxpayer dollars that are there and use them wisely.
Meridian Township Supervisor Susan McGillicuddy, running for 69th District State Representative, our guest on Ebling and You. Susan, some people think that consolidation, efficiency, those are great things. Those are going to make 1, 2, 3, 4% difference, that there are really about four major areas in terms of state appropriations, and one of them is going to take a heck of a whack. And we're talking about corrections, we're talking about social services, we're talking about K through 12, and we're talking about higher education. Can you prioritize those four things for me?
Let's see. Well, I think we can privatize in a lot of those areas, so I would say we could do some privatization in the prison system because we're expending a lot of money there, and I'd much rather put that into the schools than in the prison system. But if we privatized some of the things in the prison system, privatize some of the school, they could privatize the buses, the food service, janitorial work, and perhaps the building. You know, work on the building, that would save money. What were your other two?
Talk about higher education, K-12, corrections, and social services.
Oh, K-12 is, higher education is very important. And social services, you know, I think as we get more jobs, hopefully those folks that are on a lot of social services will have jobs and we won't have need for so much unemployment. You know,
but that's going to take some time, right?
That's going to take some time.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit of time for that to kick in, I think. And if you are going to be lowering the tax rates, at least initially, there's going to be a little bit of a lag there. When we talk go ahead.
You have to also remember, Jack, that the businesses pay all the same taxes that you do as a person. They just have a ton more piled on top of them, on top of the ones that you pay personally. And those are the ones that are so harmful. It's the personal property and the MBT and the surcharge.
Right. Last question, Susan. When we talk about consolidation, and that sounds great, and I'm all for efficiency, Verge Bernero has talked about consolidation and a merge. We've called it the Verge merge before, of Lansing and East Lansing. What would happen if he called you and said, can I get your support for maybe a metropolitan government that would include Lansing, East Lansing, and all of Meridian Township?
I've been all for regionalism and thinking that way. I recently had worked on and launched the Capital Area Media TV channel, Channel 30.
Yes.
And, you know, his community was involved in the 2 years of discussions that I had been involved in. But then when the nth hour came to pull everyone together and to join it, Lansing backed out. So, you know, it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to do it. But so far, we're the sole provider of the regional TV channel, and I'd really encourage both East Lansing and Lansing to join us in this effort so that it can be truly regional, because everything's interconnected now and ready to go.
Meridian Township Supervisor Susan McGillicuddy, Republican candidate for state representative, the 69th district seat currently held by Mark Meadows. Susan, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again before Election Day.
Well, thank you, Jack.
All right. We'll be right back with more Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.